here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 10th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of the best-selling historian Stephen E. Ambrose, born Lovington, Illinois, 1936. Wrote books about World War II, including Band of Brothers. Wrote about Lewis and Clark. Stephen Ambrose, who taught college history for years, and many of the stories he wrote in his books were ones he'd told over and over to his college students, trying to entertain them. He said there's nothing like standing before 50 students at 8 o'clock in the morning to start talking about an event that occurred 100 years ago, because the look on their faces is a challenge. Let's see you keep me awake. You learn what works and what doesn't in a hurry. It was on this day, 1776, a 77-page pamphlet called Common Sense was published anonymously. It was by Thomas Paine. It sold more than 500,000 copies. And John Adams, who was no big fan of Thomas Paine's, had to admit that it was common sense, more than anything else, that persuaded most ordinary Americans to support the cause of independence. And it's the birthday of the poet Robinson Jeffries, born in Allegheny, Pennsylvania, 1887. He was trying to figure out what to do for a living when he inherited enough money to support himself writing poetry. So he moved to the California coast near Carmel, built himself a tower without electricity or plumbing there on the coast. He became very famous in the mid-1920s. Hailed as a genius, he was on the cover of Time magazine. But by the 1940s, Robinson Jeffries had sunk back into obscurity. A new collection of his work, The Selected Poetry of Robinson Jeffries, came out in 2001. Here's a poem for today by Franny Lindsay, entitled Grace. Praise my plain young mother for leaving her husband's bed at 4 in the morning, fumbling around for her bifocals, carting her stained velour slippers down the raw grain stairs, not tying her robe, sliding her violin from between the magazine rack and the firewood, easing past the mantelpiece scattered with wedding portraits. Praise the caked galoshes drying beside the basement door, swollen away from its frame, and the top step's narrow slat. Praise her large bare feet, their tough and knotty bunions, the cool of her hand on her sheet music. Praise the scotch tape on the spine of her Bach and its weakening glue, her penciled maiden name. Praise the steadfast ladder-back chair and the music stand there in the basement, the set tubs, the damp socks and undershirts draped too close to her shoulders. Praise her shoulders, limber and painless for 3 brief hours. Praise the rosins glide down her bow, the throaty fifths, the sacrament of her tuning. Praise the measure she counted aloud and the downbeat's breath lunge. Praise her calloused and lovely finger pads, the note prints, the 60-watt bulb, the mud-plashed screen through which the unsorrowing ends of the night slipped in. And although she did not ask to be touched, praise how they lifted up the brittle wisps of her perm. A poem entitled Grace by Franny Lindsay from her collection Mayweed, published by The Word Works and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.